Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on this Taco Tuesday. And we're going to go right to the phones right now. Somebody who I've gotten to appreciate quite a lot lately is just kind of always there with commentary that makes a difference. But Scott Buttram is the publisher at the Trustful Tribune, and he has been a guest host here on Right Side, and he's on the phone right now. Scotticus, how you doing?
I'm doing well, my brother. How are you?
I'm good enough, man. How about that?
That's all we can ask for some days, Bill. I'm telling you. We should probably be grateful for that.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, listen, man, I just spent a little time there kind of unloading on my audience about my thoughts about this potential unionization of UAB's football team and just like college players in general. But you were telling me during the break that even another story broke just like maybe this afternoon. What do you know? Yeah.
About 2 hours ago, we'll back up a bit, and I'll kind of refresh the audience with what you just talked to them about. UAB football in Birmingham, University of Alabama at Birmingham, for clarity's sake, it is part of the University of Alabama system, became the first FBS team as an entire team to join athletics.org, which is a up-and-coming and working in they're working on the process of becoming a players union. They are the first FBS team in the United States to join this future players union as a team. They do it, ironically, at a time that Governor Kay Ivey and Republican leaders in the state are vehemently fighting against union organization of the auto plants. As you know, you've covered that. I've covered it. We've all talked about it. So, and evidently, Coach Dilfer, Trent Dilfer, took it upon himself. He met with athletic.org. He was impressed and took it upon himself to arrange this voluntary meeting with the entire team, at which time the entire team joined this group. I can't help but wonder, You've taken a step as a head coach to turn your players ultimately into employees.
If that
happened in my organization without my involvement, that person would not be sitting at a desk in this office the next day.
No, and I can't help but think, when are they going to say something? Yeah, because it was what, Scott, just like what, 6-7 years ago when UAB almost lost its football team completely and the state kind of ran to their aid and got them all back in line. And now look at this.
They did lose it. They shut it down.
Yeah.
And they had to rebirth it after blowback from the local community. People like John Archibald and Kyle Whitmire were very upset about that. And I understand because, I mean, Whitmire probably spends in college football. I'm sure he's there at the UAB games every week. I'm kidding. I doubt if he's ever seen one in person since high school. But, you know, there was a lot of blowback. That brings up another point, Bill. At that point, we found out that UAB was supplementing the athletic department out of the general student fund.
Yeah.
They were supplementing the athletic department to the team to the tune of $20 million a year. That was either seventh or eighth highest in all of FBS. 300 colleges, they were supplementing it with regular student money, $20 million, to the tune of $20 million a year. Now, Archibald did report that after I shared that information, and the next day he ran a story saying at least six programs out there are spending or supplementing their program by more than UAB is, not mentioning that 297 work. But so we know that it's never been a financially strong program. It does provide a lot for the community. There's some decent support. I think they average somewhere between about 14,000 to 16,000 on any given Saturday, which is a little bit bigger than a Hoover game, or a high school game. Yeah. So, you know, it's just mind-boggling. The chairman of your board at the university is Governor Kay Ivey.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Who is fighting against unions at this moment? Does the president know? Does the chancellor know? Do the board members know? Did the chairman of the governor, or chairman of the board, Governor Ivey of the Board of Education, did she know that while they're out there fighting unionization, a state school went and unionized the football team?
And then on top of that, how are the taxpayers? How are the taxpayers of this state going to feel, knowing that they are now subsidizing what amounts to basically teenagers, some of whom haven't reached the age of majority and are too young to buy a beer, financing their unionization and the ability for them to then boycott games on Saturdays that you bought tickets for? I look at this and go, where does this end?
Yeah, these wouldn't be just any employees, right? I mean, providing food, their tuition, their medical care. I mean, those players want for nothing, and that's in a school like UAB. But here's what really blows my mind. One of the comments Trent Dilfer made, Phil, was I want to make sure the players have a seat at the table and they're going to get part of its revenue.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, let's look at the UAB football revenue. So I pulled it up. This is from the Knight Report. They do this every year on the financial side of college athletics. UAB's football revenue in 2023 was just over $14.1 million. $4.1 million of that is going to the coaches. So the coaches are already getting roughly 30% of the money.
Yeah.
The players get their share of this revenue. Based on what I'm looking at, it looks like football loses money every year. So what does a revenue share look like with a company that loses, or an organization that's losing money?
Yeah. What it looks like is players jumping in the portal and going somewhere else. That's what it looks like.
Shouldn't we assume that the players are willing to take a share of that debt? If they want a cut of the revenue, you take it good and bad, right?
Well, here's the other piece. Right now, scholarships are generally non-taxable. So these kids saying, we want to be employees so we can unionize and get more stuff. Oh, did we lose him? We just lost him. All right, Scott, listen, call back in if you can. Rats, I heard his signal getting weak there a couple of times, so I guess he's in a spot where it's tough. See if you can get him back on there, buddy. It's just, I mean, he's so right. Where was the coaches thinking when you got an ongoing fight at the state level and the governor, who is technically by default a member of your board of trustees, the taxpayers pay your salary because you're a public school employee, and you look at it and go, what in God's name were you thinking, coach? Thinking this would be a great, I'm going to get these players in here. We're going to have them. We're going to show them what they can have a voice at the table. They can go ahead and be in there demanding some more revenue sharing opportunities in the future. Really great. Though, as Scott just pointed out, there's not a whole lot of revenue to share. Is he back on? Great. Hey,
I apologize, Phil. I was trying to tell another call I'd call him back, and I think I somehow bumped those off.
Oh, no worries. You're a busy man. So I made the point a minute ago, Scott, just before you came back on, that I look at it and think, how do the taxpayers of the state feel knowing they are now paying for someone who could then boycott the things that they're paying for?
Right. And this is all taxpayer funded. I probably shouldn't say that, because we don't know that. We do know that athletic departments get a lot of private donations. So I don't know what the UAB situation is. I do know that at the time they ended football, the athletic department was getting a $20 million a year supplement of taxpayer money. Okay. Yeah. So we do know that. And we know that the entire athletic department revenue shows at about $40 million. So it looks like the university, at least at that point, was supplying more than 50% of the revenue required to run the athletic department. You know, I get the revenue sharing at the Alabamas and the Auburns, where they really are making millions of dollars in those programs. But is the court going to allow you to pay football and not play volleyball and not pay the volleyball players?
No.
Or not pay the golf players or equestrian in Auburn? I mean, if this is going to be a share and share alike, then the football players are not going to come out looking so well at the vast majority of universities in the country. But, Phil, how do we, as you were saying, how do we as taxpayers feel about spending millions of dollars on public institutions that are then used as a platform for individuals to further their athletic career, and get paid at the same time. I don't know how that plays, but let's not forget there is an NIL bill for high schoolers sitting in Montgomery as we speak. Now, I don't. You know the legislators. You serve. My gut feeling is they don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Nope.
But as an attorney, you can tell the audience what's going to happen.
Oh, it's going
a federal judge is going to rule somewhere, sometime, and it doesn't matter what Alabama has passed. It's going to be the law of the land.
It's going to be madness. And Tommy Tuberville, by the way, AP, I've got a story here in my hands. We got about less than a minute left, but the AP ran a story and they interviewed Coach Tuberville, Senator Tuberville, and he said flat out, if athletes unionize, it's going to absolutely kill college sports. And I believe it.
Well, we took the first step here in Alabama with the state school.
Proud to lead the way.
That's where we are. And you know, Phil, your job, my job, let's keep calling them out.
That's what we do, brother. It's what we do the best. All right, man.
Always
Scott Buttram, Trustful Tribune. I appreciate you, man, as always.
Thanks, Phil. Good to visit.
See ya. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back, and I'll get some of your text messages. There's several of y'all have an opinion on this, apparently. So, yeah, if you want to text it in or call it in, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Right back.